first of all, then, Pete, can you just tell us what the campaign is that you're launching today?
Well, our new research by which has revealed a shocking 9 in 10 Scots have had a nuisance call to their phone in the last month. And that's why Which is calling for the Scottish Government and for Scottish businesses to do more to cut off this everyday menace, because people are fed up with being bombarded by unwanted calls and texts that waste their time and invade their privacy.
And I mean, 9 in 10, that's a really high number. Is that something that you see across? Is it particularly bad in Scotland, or is it just sort of a serious problem all over the UK?
Well, it is a serious problem all over the UK, but we're really surprised by these figures. They do seem to be higher than the number of calls that people seem to be getting across the UK. And we also found that 3/4 of people in Scotland who said that they were receiving cold calls, that it was discouraging them from picking up their home phone when it rings. And that's why we want the Scottish Government to publish an action plan setting out how it's going to work with Scottish businesses and with regulators across the UK to call time on nuisance calls.
And what is it that you're asking the Scottish Government to do?
Well, we want an action plan from them, which will set out how they're going to crack down on businesses who are breaking the rules and hold senior executives in businesses to account, how they'll help vulnerable people to cut the number of nuisance calls they receive, and also what they'll do to ensure that new Scottish Government policy doesn't lead to more nuisance calls as well.
And do you think that this is something that would be better tackled by the Scottish Government rather than by the whole UK government?
Well, we need this to be tackled right across the UK, but I do think there's a role for the Scottish Government to play here. We've found that Scottish consumers do seem to be getting an awful lot of calls, and actually there are Scottish businesses out there who could be doing more to tackle this issue. We're really pleased that SSE, the energy firm, have already committed to take action on this. They've appointed a senior director to be accountable for their marketing calls and texts. And also they're making their number visible to people when they're dialing out, which really helps people to know that they are receiving a genuine call from a genuine company. And we want other businesses in Scotland to follow suit. And we think the Scottish Government's got a role here to work with businesses in Scotland and to make sure that they're backing this campaign.